And we are joined now by our friend Michael Johnson, the Executive Director of the Northfield Arts Guild. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How you doing?
Pretty well.
Good.
Getting ready for the holidays.
Amen, man. We're just talking about the fact that you have to commute to your job. And and I'm sort of thinking, I used to commute, and this was one of my least favorite times of the year, just because I knew, like, from this day forward, my commute was going to be 40 minutes longer than it used to be. But you're happy where you are, aren't you?
Yeah, there's so many good things here that makes it worth the drive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So where do we start with everything going on with the holidays in the Northfield Arts Guild?
Probably shopping, I'd say. So if you swing by the guild when we're open Tuesday through Saturday, actually even on Sundays now with the Fine Craft Collective,
we've
got over 130 artists in our spaces. So skip Etsy and come in person to buy your gifts and buy it early. Why get stressed?
Exactly right.
You know, we even wrap the gifts for you, so there's really no reason not to come by.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the Fine Craft Collective, for those that aren't familiar, it's 29 artists that have been a part of this co-op for over 21 years and doing fabulous homemade works, and it smells fabulous in there too.
It does. So
even if you don't buy anything, just worth it to come by and enjoy.
You get some of those people
who
make the like the homemade soap and,
yeah,
and some of that stuff, and it's great. The other great thing about the FCC is that it'll change. I mean, you can go in there 1 week and look around and come back 2 weeks later, and those artists will have completely different stuff.
Yeah, they have to restock all the time
because
things sell fast.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I didn't realize, though, that you guys were gift wrapping at the gift shop.
Now Lynn's going to bite me.
Because that takes a lot of off my plate, and I might I might have to take advantage of that.
The day before Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. What else we got?
Well, speaking of the holidays, so there's the holiday music show. So this is actually a 2-in-1, so it's worth your money. $20 for adults and $16 for seniors and students. So this will be December 6th through the 15th. And it's a 2-in-1, meaning that we've got actually holiday music for the second half. And the first half is actually, this is kind of like meta for a radio station.
Right,
it's a radio station fundraiser.
Oh.
And people actually get sick on Lutefisk.
So they have to...
adopt an English accent to be able to do this fundraiser. The holiday, or the hotel staff have to take over for the English actors.
That's awesome.
So if you're looking for an escape from the holiday season and want to laugh and to be entertained, actually Pauline Jennings is going to be one of the musicians joining with Barbara Piper.
Right.
So a lot of great local artists, the Page family singers, their family, and also their daughter who's 12 years old. So just a great way to enjoy the holidays with your family.
Nice.
Not to put you on the spot, do we know who's in the cast of because I want to know who's trying to do the English accent.
Well, Marie Gary, who I love, is on the cast, and there's also, this is actually directed by Tanya Legvold.
Oh, yeah.
Who many people know in town, so definitely worth it just to see her
direct. Absolutely. All right, cool.
And then this weekend, we've got actually the CVRO, their French-themed concert. So 3 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran, and then at the Cathedral in Faribault on Sunday. And those are $15 tickets at the door. Again, another way to enjoy the holidays and just take a break from the craziness and uplift your mood.
Yeah, the CVO holiday tour.
Yeah, exactly.
It stops in Northfield and in Faribault.
In addition to the performing arts and the shopping, we also have classes, as always. So if you want to make your own gifts, we actually have a handmade ornament-making class that's happening December 2nd and 6th. So you can actually come in, learn how to make some ceramic ornaments, and have it fired and glazed, all at the Guild. We also, for those people that want to learn how to make their own canvas, which I'm an artist, and I can say that it's a really interesting thing to learn how to do, and also can save you money. So we're partnering with Sketchy Artists owner April on that class, which is going to be Monday, December 9th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. So looking forward to that and some other classes. If you also want to learn how to, you know, do the wheel, we have classes for pottery all the time, including individual classes with Rafa. So reach out to us about any of those class needs, and swing by the Guild.
Yeah, man.
For your classes, are they leveled at all? So like you have classes maybe more for beginners versus people who are more intermediate?
Absolutely, yeah. So we do a beginner wheel throwing, and once you get a sense of that. You can do orientation with folks in the clay studio and then actually participate in our open clay.
Okay.
So just be able to drop in and, you know, advance at your own pace.
Yeah, that's good to know, because that really caught my attention, because I took a ceramics class once, but it was also 15 years ago. So I probably just start back at the beginning,
yeah,
just to get
fair.
A refresher. Yeah.
Cool. I don't know how to balance a pot. I really don't.
I never got good at it. I was much more of a hand builder. The wheel is, that's a whole other beast. But that's for another time.
Michael, you're a sculptor by trade, are you not?
Painter.
Painter. Yeah. I thought okay. You were...
Okay, I'm not 3D at all.
I was going to say, if you're a sculptor, you should know how to use a wheel, but okay. Anyway, so that's the holidays. What else is coming up? What do we have to look forward to in 2025?
Oh, that's a great question. So this is actually the 40th anniversary of our Emerging Artists program.
Oh, wow.
So for those that aren't familiar, it used to be called the fifth year.
Yeah.
So partnering with St. Olaf and Carleton students who've been invited to stick around another year and be able to, you know, work in their studios. And so Fico is one of actually the artists who's actually joined on our staff. And so I'm super excited to see his work. And this is just one of a few gallery shows they'll be doing over the course of the year. But that'll be January 7th through February 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, it's the 40th anniversary. So this is a program that I think is really unique to Northfield and to our two colleges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A chance for, I mean, I wish I would have had this experience when I was going to school, because a lot of people, if they don't go to advance their degree to get an MFA, it's easy to just kind of stop, you know, working on your craft. So this is a really unique opportunity for those, I believe, 6 students.
That's really cool.
And then continuing with the education theme after that, we have the all school art show, you know, and the high school honors show. So spring and winter is really busy with student work. And the all school art show is my favorite show of the year, being able to walk through and see families, see their kiddos' works on the wall, maybe for the first time ever. So
one of my favorite events every year is the art. Oh boy, now I can't remember. I want to call it Art of World, but that's up in the cities. It precedes the all school art show, and you get to see all that, and you can't get to do a little like pre shopping.
Yeah,
you know, you can pick it out, and then you come over to the guild a couple weeks later, and all that stuff. It's really cool.
Nice,
it's really cool. And then you've got auditions for something.
Yeah, Legally Blonde. So for the folks that aren't familiar with that, Purple Door, it's actually celebrating 10 years.
Really?
So Rachel Hyder is a great director, and so every year we do this one youth show, and so this year it's Legally Blonde Junior. So Monday, December 9th, and Tuesday, December 10th. From 6 to 8, we'll have auditions, and folks can be as young as 5th grade through 12th grade to audition for the show. Last year, it was The Hobbit, for those that may remember that.
Okay.
So this is the one that always sells out, so be sure to look out and get your tickets. This will be happening in February.
Legally Blonde Junior. That's cute.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. I actually just watched both movies yesterday, because I was feeling the vibe of it. I was just like, I just feel like I need something to kind of brighten my day, and I love those movies so much.
Yeah,
so I got to see both of them. That was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. But that sounds really cool. I think it'd be really great to see kids embody some of those characters, because they're pretty... They're big characters, you know, and they're very specific, too. So I think it's going to come down to getting those mannerisms and quirky things. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Cool. And then lastly, just a reminder that this week on Thursday is Give to the Max Day. So in addition to supporting the Arts Guild, encourage you to look out and support many other Minnesota-based nonprofits.
But put the guild at the top of your list.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be nice.
Absolutely. All right, Michael, thanks. It's you always have great stuff going on.
Yeah, check out our website, northfieldartsguild.org. It's a great way to support your local community.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fantastic.